Tuesday. Today is November the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the last several weeks, we've been taking a look at what fertilizer prices are doing. We're going to do the same today as we're seeing some interesting trends, some higher, some lower, and we'll look at the impacts of a strike up in Canada. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, retail fertilizer prices are showing some strength as harvest wraps up across the Corn Belt. Six of the eight major fertilizers were higher in price compared to a month ago. Once again, though, no fertilizers had a noticeable price increase or decline. Now, the six slightly higher fertilizers are DAP, which had an average price of $739 per ton. MAP had an $810 per ton price, while urea was at $497 a ton. 1034-0 came in at $604 a ton, while anhydrous was at $706 a ton, and UAN32 was at $363 per ton. Two fertilizers were slightly less expensive than a month ago. Potash came in with an average price of $446 a ton, while UAN28 was at $317 per ton looking back to last month. So on a price per pound nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 53 cents per pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous ammonia at 43 cents a pound, UAN28 at 57 cents a pound unit nitrogen, and UAN32 was at 57 cents that per pound unit nitrogen. All fertilizers but two are lower compared to where they were a year ago. MAP is 1% higher, while DAP is 4% more expensive looking back to last year. The remaining six fertilizers are lower. 1034-0 is down 1%. Potash and urea are both 12% less expensive than a year ago. Both urea and UAN32 are 13% lower, and anhydrous ammonia is 15% lower compared to last year. Now, looking at things impacting fertilizer prices, another work stoppage at the Canadian West Coast ports could have a negative impact on fertilizer, especially potash, according to a press release from Fertilizer Canada back on Tuesday. Canada West Coast ports handle more than 21,000 metric tons of potash daily for export to global markets, and each day of a shutdown will result in up to $9.7 million, that's Canadian dollars, in lost sales revenue. Fertilizer Canada urges the federal government to act swiftly to resolve the work stoppage, using all available tools to prevent further harm to Canada's economy. Fertilizer is essential to the food security, and this stoppage will have a devastating impact on Canada's potash industry. That, according to Karen Proud, president and CEO of Fertilizer Canada, she said that in a recent statement that if we cannot supply them with the Canadian-produced fertilizer, they will look to other countries such as Russia and Belarus, who operate with far fewer environmental safety and ethical protections. This stoppage is compounded by ongoing labor disruptions at the Port of Montreal, underscoring the need for a long-term solution to stabilize Canada's supply chains. Over the past 6 years, supply chain disruptions have cost the fertilizer industry nearly $1 billion, that again Canadian dollars, in estimated lost sales revenues. Also, rainfall from Hurricane Milton caused a water collection system to breach at the Tampa, Florida-based Mosaic facility in Riverview, likely spilling an unknown amount of polluted water into Tampa Bay, according to an article that was in the Tampa Bay Times. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now and talk climate smart commodities. A recent explanation of climate smart commodities provided the Ag Secretary the opportunity to explain some of the current and future value-added methods producers could use to increase revenue. Rod Bain has more.
USDA's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities program, designed to study ways for producers to grow crops with a value-added component of verifiable climate-smart practices, such as cover crops or no-till. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack provided some numbers connected to the program at the recent Climate Underground Conference.
The partnership with over 700 partners, 135 active contracts now, 14,000 farms, 3.2 million acres dedicated to the establishment of climate smart commodities, climate smart regenerative practices on the farm, on the ranch. 102 commodities involved and engaged in this effort, 198 practices are currently being compensated, if you will, and encouraged with financial incentives.
Yet perhaps the most significant number at the time of Secretary Vilsack's conference visit.
We now have 45 value-added crops that are being produced through this process that are now in the marketplace.
An example of a climate-smart product available to consumers, a certified carbon-neutral beer produced by Colorado-based New Belgium Brewery.
They are able now to basically encourage their customers to know that the malt that's going into their beer that they enjoy is produced with climate-smart regenerative practices.
And using that as an illustration of the value-added aspects of climate-smart commodity partnership projects or approaches.
Why can't the farmer also be rewarded, if you will, for that conservation or that environmental result or that climate result? Now you have the sale of the malt, but you also have a payment for the way in which the malt was produced, because it's a societal benefit. That's what we're trying to establish with our Climate Smart Commodity effort, is that model.
A model, Secretary Vilsack believes, can be used to further expand potential financial resources to producers involved in climate smart commodity production, whether it is adopting specific loan or risk management products to fit such practices. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.